Carrefour is a coastal town of tightly packed neighborhoods about 15 kilometers west of Port-au-Prince. Despite its proximity to the capital city and the epicenter, residents have received little assistance from foreign aid groups or the government. In one neighborhood, just off the main thoroughfare, about 5,000 residents have received two large tents. Trucks bringing free water stopped here a few days ago, but have not returned. One man helping to dig out corpses still buried beneath the rubble introduces himself.
I'm so glad to see this morning, you know, because I don't see nobody's coming. You know, some people say, why you break the house? I say, listen, because the body ain't in the house. I have to take it out. I can't leave it just like that.
Ilocear Jose is a Haitian-American living in Florida whose extended family is from this neighborhood. After the quake, he spent several days traveling to check on family and friends. He has been here for a week and offers to give a tour of the devastation.
You see those houses? Those houses maybe have, I don't know, maybe 30 people in this. Most of them die. This house over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, most of them die. I have a cousin living there with two kids.
Like nearly everyone else here, Jose sleeps outside in the street on a bare mattress when he is not digging through rubble. International aid groups have said getting more tents is a top priority for the hundreds of thousands of the newly homeless. Some streets are nearly impassable because they are choked with wreckage and makeshift camps. As he passes several homes crushed by their roofs, Jose asks one neighbor about his situation.
Okay, two people dead. One in a hospital. It's terrible. No help.
Jose says some of the survivors who have relatives living in less affected areas have already left. But most people here continue to squat beside their ruined homes. The streets are now filled with tarps, where people sleep when they are not salvaging their belongings from the wreckage.
See, listen, you can't leave your street like that going another street. You're supposed to stay there. If you left your property, you go like that. Some people come and steal everything you have.
As he passes a home where only the door and two exterior walls are still standing, he says the street in front of the house is now a graveyard.
Two little kids was right here, but one dead, then buried in right here.
Jose points down to an unmarked spot in the unfinished road. He says that is not how the family wanted to bury their son, but they did not know what else to do. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Carrefour, Haiti.